Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Oh my goodness.
You know it makes me feel good.
And he's dancing, folks.
I was going to say, if nothing else for Greg's dancing, we need to start live streaming.
There we go.
So I remember when I first started working here with Jim Wheat's Landscape Center in Tempe, and I could time my watch. I could correct my watch that every afternoon during the monsoon, you could guarantee the rain would come at 4 o'clock. Right at the time when I'm trying to unload the tools off the landscape truck, the rain is howling, the wind is going every which way. I mean, it was just incredible. And that, you know, I talked to my friend. He said, "Well," he says, "in Tucson it's 2 o'clock."
How interesting!
And this is back in the early '80s. Wow. And then as the years have gone by and the heat island effect has gone up, we've gotten less and less rain, and later and later and later in the day, and rainy nights is where we're at right now. We don't get the rain until 8, 9, 10, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning because of the heat island effect, which affects the rain that gets to our landscape.
So do you get up and adjust your watch at 1 o'clock in the morning now?
No, I don't. No. Funny.
So it's later in the day, and which actually, in one way, you probably – not that it's a big number, but you probably lose less to evaporation then, and you're collecting it the night without the sun coming out and burning up behind it. I mean, very small percentage, but that's what we're talking here, very small percentages, because when you add it to a 6 million, 8 million populace, it adds up.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm always cognizant of on putting in any systems at my house is the return on investment. And I always like to review that a little bit. And ROI is basically looking at what's your investment and how long is it going to take you to get your money back. And for my tank at the house, it's really system. The tank, really simple. The tank cost was $1,400 in 2004 or five. I'm figuring it's saving me $50 a year. That gives me a 28-year payback on it. Not a great place to go if you're just looking at it from the financial perspective.
Just the financial, yeah.
Right. If you're looking at it from the water perspective in the desert, that's a different part of the game. But I always like, whenever I do a system at the urban farm, I always like to do the return on investment. What's it, what's that going to look like?
And return on investment for me isn't even a factor. Because we have absolutely no plans to ever leave the property we're on.
Ah.
And so this is something that I'm looking at that I'm going to put something in. That
hence the five pecan trees.
Whichever one of my kids takes us over,
uh-huh.
They're going to have a completely done. It's going to be passive, so nothing mechanical. Done and installed, and it's going to last. Like you said earlier, if your house is still there in 50 years, it's still going to be operating. Whoever comes here and lives on this property after I'm gone is going to have the benefit of this infrastructure.
And for me too, legacy for my daughter. Yeah, we just put a metal roof on. Now I got the rainwater harvesting, fireproof, windproof, Energy Star rated appliance that keeps my energy's cost down inside my house because I put a metal roof on.
And the metal roof. So I have a shingle roof on the house, so I don't want to drink my water coming off of my roof.
I can.
He can.
And all that reduction in energy, a benefit to energy reduction no one ever talks about, is the water savings, because it takes a massive amount of water to create
make electricity.
Energy.
Yep, exactly.
So you're saving water when you're saving energy.
And that's, isn't it the second highest city cost is the water pumping for the water treatment facilities?
I don't know that.
Hmm. Okay. I think it's high up there in the city's cost factor is the pumping.
APS told us it cost them $10 billion to pump water or to get the water from the reclamation plant at 91st Avenue. So I can't imagine what could be more than that.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
I'm just glad I don't have to write those checks.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Sign this, Romy.
I've written some five-figure checks before in my life, and they're fun to write, actually, when you have the money.
I was gonna say, they're funner to cash.
Oh!
I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah,
but
there you go. Yeah,
to
I haven't cashed any of those yet. So resources for our listeners. There's a class that we give through Urban Farm at urbanfarmwater.com. There's, we already mentioned, Art Ludwig's book, Create an Oasis with Greywater. Then there's Brad Lancaster's website, which is rainwater, harvestingrainwater.com, plus his books, which is, I'm drawing a blank on the name of his
book. Rainwater Harvesting and Beyond.
Yeah, Rainwater Harvesting and Beyond.
For dry lands.
Yeah, exactly. So there's lots of resources. Don, what's your website?
Well, I mainly can be contacted. Well, I can be contacted by email, but I also have a Facebook page for my urban farm.
What is
it? It's called the Bee Oasis, B-E-E Oasis. And you can contact me through there if you're interested.
And your urban farm is in Mesa, you said?
Yeah, I'm kind of near Gilbert and University in that area there. And I've been there since 91, but I've been working with my landscape in permaculture since 2003 when I took my design course.
Very cool. What brought you here to begin with?
Cute blonde.
Oh.
That's the easiest answer.
You Brits.
We're all suckers.
My parents dragged me here kicking and screaming when I was six. So,
from where?
California. You know, just anyways. Awesome, awesome. You know, I just want to thank you guys. You have been so, we're going on our third year now, and you have been so open to this whole conversation around urban food and urban farming. So thank you so much for the work you do and giving us a voice.
Thanks for being here every fourth Saturday of the
month. Fourth Saturday of the month.
And occasionally the fifth.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, thank you.
Urbanfarm.org.